Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mark Rawson. I'd like to welcome everybody to Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have our friend Angelina Grace come on and do the Angelina Grace Radio Show. It's normally on the first Tuesday of the month. And to find out more about the website and the different shows and everything that are on the network, you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. Make sure to go and check out Angelina's website at angelinagrace.org. That's O-R-G. And you can get to that link by going to our website. So with that, we've been really excited to have Angelina back on the show after she took her sabbatical and was traveling and everything. So, Angelina, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Much needed time of week.
Yeah, I know. I think since the last time I talked to you, I moved from Orlando, Florida to Fort Worth, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Because I figured, you know what? Florida is not warm enough. I have to go someplace where it'll be warmer.
More sun. That's great.
So, I don't know if you felt it or not, but during, as we went from Good Friday at sundown, which is when Passover began, and went into Saturday with Passover right before Easter, on Saturday, we had a lunar eclipse, which is also known as a blood moon. And we get about two blood moons per year. We had our first one on April 4th, and we'll actually have our next one come up in September. And I don't know about you, but the energy that I felt was very, very powerful. And I was just wondering, from your perspective, did you notice a lot of change leading up to this weekend, the Easter weekend?
I did. It was very powerful. It threw me back even, because just so much, the only way I can put it is transformational. It brought up a lot of stuff for me that I'm just working through still now. Even about 3 days before the full moon began, I felt it, and I'm even feeling it hereafter. And it just brought up a lot of stuff. But you know I like astrology, so I think I'm pretty much aware that, as far as I know, it was the full moon in Libra, and the gist or the message of it was to keep right or balanced relationship with self and others. And I believe the sun was in Aries, if I remember correctly. But Aries is focus on yourself, like Aries has to do with the self. And Libra is relationships. So it was really about balancing right relationship with yourself and others, and kind of accepting them for who they are, even though you think a friend should be this way or somebody has to be that way, you realize, you know, everyone is exactly who they are, and not to try to change that. I was born in September, so I'm a Libra, and I just felt it really, really strongly. There's been a lot of blood moons. There's been four consecutive ones last year and this year, and like you said, the last one this year is in September. So it was very powerful. It brought up a lot of stuff for me, maybe stuff I wasn't ready to see, but it's like, here it is. And just kind of work through my own stuff. So it was very cool. I felt it before and hereafter.
Wow. Yeah, it's I agree with you. I you know, it's funny because I'm not somebody who normally tracks astrology. And second of all, I'm not normally someone who is impacted by what I would call planetary movement or, you know, different types of planetary energies. So, you know, because a lot of people will say, oh, you know, we're going into retrograde, and it's like, you know, retrograde feels to me like any other day. So I don't really notice any type of difference for that. But I know a lot of my friends are really impacted by retrograde. And then I heard someone say something, and maybe I misunderstood it, but I thought they said retrograde was going into Jupiter or something like that, and that's supposed to be a good thing, I guess. So
yeah.
I don't know. I don't. I was kind of talking to my friend Christy about it the other day, and I said, I think, you know, in this lifetime, I've had probably four or five people do my natal charts, and they've given me the complete readings and everything like that, and you know, it's, you can almost see my eyes glazing over as they talk about it. And it kind of at some point look like, you know, you're trying to explain physics to a dog or something. I mean, it's just like, so it just, you know, I was kind of telling Christy, I said, you know, I really think it's probably because I have probably about 25 lifetimes of doing all types of planetary astrology work and stuff like that. So it's kind of like been there, done that, you know.
Yeah, astrology is a whole science itself.
Yeah, so for me, you were asking if I had noticed anything, and like I said, I'm not normally impacted, but I tell you, with this weekend, this past weekend we had with Easter, I started to feel it actually the week before. And I wasn't quite sure what was going on. And then by the time it hit me on Friday, I had to kind of get in my car and just go take a drive because I had so much pent-up energy. I felt like I was going stir-crazy. And I was kind of like, you know, I had so much energy fluctuating through me that it was like, I got to figure out some way of, like, going and venting that. It's funny, so I'm kind of, like, driving, got sunroof open, I got all the windows down, it's really windy, and I'm flying down this back road, and I decide I'm going to pull over and turn around by a state park, and once you know, out of the middle of nowhere, as I go over actually to the opposite lane, to the breakdown lane, so I can kind of cut in and do a turnaround, which probably wouldn't be the safest thing to do if there was other people around, but since nobody was there, I was kind of like, you know, I'll just do this, and then of course, as soon as I do that, the car behind me turns on the lights, and it's a police car. So it was just like, I couldn't have timed that any better. I mean, it just,
good timing.
What are you doing? I said, I'm just going to turn around in the park. He says, how about you do it from this lane next time? you know, by the time I got home Friday night, I still had a lot of that energy flowing through me. And you know, I actually went out and I did a fire ceremony. And we had, you know, I had two notebooks of like everything from going back 5 years of my spiritual journey of all the stuff I wanted to let go of. So I just was ripping pages out of two notebooks and throwing it into this old Mexican, like, I forget what the name is for it, but it's like a little fire pit. And you know, I was kind of throwing it in there, and it was funny because we had put logs in there, and we could get everything to burn in there except for the logs, and it was some of that firewood you get from the store that you can burn while you go camping. And we actually have been doing a lot of tent camping. I was like, I'm so glad we didn't take that with us, because I swear to you, those logs were sprayed down with, like, fireproofing or something, because we put them in there. You know, we were swearing that by the morning time after burning for, like, 4 or 5 hours that we would wake up in the morning, there would be, like, complete logs still left in the fire pit, you know. So it was just, it was a very interesting thing. But, you know, by the time I went to bed, I had to actually have Christy come in and work on all my chakras and try to ground some of my energy because it was so intense. And
that was a lot of releasing.
Yeah, so you know, as much as I'm all into different things, I'm hoping this isn't going to be a pattern where all of a sudden I'll be an indicator of planetary movement. If Mark's spinning around in a circle, that means something's coming into alignment. But with that, I'm gonna go ahead and turn the show over to you. And towards the end of it, we'll do a break on the half hour. I'll come in and do a break for you. And then if anybody wants to call in and get a reading, you can call 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And we'll start taking readings probably on the half hour. And as always, Angelina, you know what I like, and that is when you you pull four cards and give everybody for the month of April. So that'll be really neat to do as we get into the half hour break. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and turn the show over to you.
Thank you so much, Mark. I have kind of a weird story that happened to me Friday last week, speaking of the energies. I had a therapy appointment on Friday, this past Friday, and I had gone to see my therapist. Her name is Lisa, and we walked into the building and into her room. And I had noticed that she rearranged the furniture, and it felt nicer because it opened up the space a little bit. And I had noticed it was just a little nicer. Like, I guess you could say the feng shui. The room just felt more open and better. But when I had sat down, I started feeling sick. And I didn't know why. I had gotten really dizzy. I felt nauseous, and I just felt real dizzy and sick. And I was feeling very uncomfortable. And then I noticed that the bottom of my feet were tingling. And I just couldn't sit still, and I wasn't feeling good at all of a sudden. And I asked Lisa, I was like, "Lisa, can you open the window?" So she cracked the window, and I was like, "What is this? Why am I feeling so bad?" And Lisa mentioned to me that there was a lot of clearing in her office that past week. There was a lot of releasing and clearing. And there's a man that goes in there and cries every time he comes in. And so I was just feeling really sick still. And she said, "You can feel it, can't you?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm feeling something," because I was feeling really sick. And she's like, "Yeah, I know you're sensitive." And I still wasn't feeling good. I would shake it off, and then it'd come back, and I'd shake it off, and it'd come back. And we're just trying to start the session, but I just felt so icky. So she's like, she suggested, she said, "Do you want to go to the room down the hall?" And I said, "Yeah, I got to get out of here." And so we left the window open and the door to our office open, and we went down the hall to her coworker's office that wasn't there. And it felt a lot better in that room that we went to. And it was really cool because when we went into her coworker's office, she had tons of crystals. She had angel cards, indigo angel cards by Doreen Virtue. And as soon as we got in there, Lisa handed me a huge chunk of obsidian. And if you guys are familiar with crystals, obsidian is like protection and grounding. So it made me feel a lot better. I don't know, crystals and astrology, I think, you know, it's in the mind. Sometimes they feel, Mikey, my dog. So when I had sat down, I started to feel a little better. I literally had to stand up and stop my feet because I was just feeling really weird. And I said, "I know, you know, they can't release a lot of information in it. You know, I just tried to ask Lisa what happened," because I was just feeling so bad. And she said, "Well, this past week we had a lot of clearing. There was a lot of releasing in that room. And I actually even had a curandero, which is like a medicine man, come into that office and clear it." And I said, "Can you tell me specifics about what happened?" And I said, "Because it just feels so dark and so heavy and dense, and it was making me sick." And she said, well, this man that comes in cries every time, and he just brings a lot of his stuff to the office. It's a lot of releasing. So I said, I just had to ask. I was like, was there a murder? Was there something that happened? Because it just felt so dark and dense. And she said, no, that man had seen someone die in front of him, but it wasn't a murder or anything. And she mentioned, too, that he was abused and still is abused a lot in his environment that he stays in. So there's a lot of abuse that goes on with him. And one of her coworkers actually suggested, you know, and asked if he has dabbled in black magic. The energy was so dense, and I wondered that too. It was just so heavy, and I haven't felt that much of a dark energy in a long time, like to the point where it was making me physically ill. And we were just laughing because I told her, I just, you know, I've always felt so crazy and people don't understand me, I feel. And she says, you're not crazy, Angelina. You're just very, very sensitive. And I just thanked her because even though it was an icky experience, it was also a validation for me and a confirmation that I am just very sensitive. And I felt everything that was being released, and it was trying to stick to me. And I had to keep telling it to leave and leave me alone because it kept attaching to me, and it still made me sick. So we hung out in that room for a while, and I pulled angel cards, and we talked, and she just kept telling me, you're not crazy, you're just sensitive. And so later on, we went back to the room, and she had her coworker while we're in the other office sage bless. She burned some sage and cleared the room out and cleared the office. Like, it traveled down the hall, and we could smell the sage. And after she did that, we stayed in that room for a while and then went back. And it was better. It was a lot more clear. It wasn't as dense. And whatever was there left out the window, I guess. And most of it left. So when we came back, I didn't feel sick anymore. But so that was a really powerful day. The angel cards that I pulled was from the Indigo deck, and the cards were love yourself. The second card was authority, and the third card was stay. And she kind of read them for me and helped me read them. And the loving yourself was, I felt, was immensely important. But we were laughing really hard because what the cards pulled up is exactly what we were talking about, because I was mentioning to her, which I've also said on the show before, I think, just my struggle with religion and beliefs and energy, because I'm going to be honest, you know, I was raised Catholic. And according to the Bible, numerology, astrology, divination, mediumship, all of that is considered a sin, or it's evil. And I was telling Lisa, I've just been struggling with, you know, whether or not I want to continue with what I'm doing. And my caseworker, I have a caseworker that helps me, you know, with paperwork and other things I need to get done through my medical insurance, and she's super, super Christian. She's very Christian, and I also have a ITM driver. It's like a transportation service, also through my medical insurance, that helps me get to my appointments. And the man that sometimes drives me is also very, very Christian. And I just open up to them about it, and basically their suggestions was just to be careful and not to worship crystals or angels, but go straight to God or Source. And I was just telling Lisa that I can't imagine how these things can be evil if they help people. because for me personally, I'm not trying to worship the angels or the crystals. They're just like tools that I facilitate for communication. And Lisa's, I guess you could consider New Age or whatever they call it, you know, this metaphysical subject. So she's more open to those things, and she just suggested the same thing, and we were just laughing because the card said authority, and the card was saying to trust your own authority, that no matter what anybody else says or anybody else tells you, that you should always trust yourself and be your own authority and stand strong in your and trust yourself in your own beliefs. So we're just laughing because that's exactly what we're talking about. And the loving yourself is obvious and very important for most people, I think. And the one she suggested, the card said stay. And what she said is, because I think I've mentioned it before on the show, but I'm still struggling with being suicidal. And I guess you could say suffer from depression. And she just said to stay. She said that her feeling was that that card meant don't kill yourself and stay on the planet because we need you. So don't leave, as painful as it is sometimes, don't leave the earth and don't leave this planet because, you know, we need you to stay. So that was really powerful. And I know me and Mark were talking about the transformational energies, and I just feel like that's really what that full moon was. And you know, I like astrology, but what they mentioned with the full moon and the new moon, the difference between a dark moon when the moon is dark, which they call a new moon, and then the full moon, the difference from what I understand is that a full moon is like a lot of releasing, and a new moon is like setting intentions, like planting seeds, metaphorically or physically planting seeds, kind of getting ready and setting intentions. And a full moon illuminates, because the moon is associated with our subconscious. And I've been researching it a lot, but your subconscious actually rules 90% of your conscious life. So that was really interesting to me, because it's not even that our conscious is in control, it's more the subconscious. And what the subconscious rules are our habitual patterns and our thinking. So I think this full moon had the chance to illuminate those things that we push or suppress down, and our dreams try to communicate with us. And it was just very powerful. And I thought it was really cool, because to me that was the confirmation that I'm not crazy. There's just some people that are very sensitive and are able to feel a lot. And that's just the way I've always been. Even when I was younger, my family would call me a crybaby and tell me to stop crying and that I, you know, that I'm too sensitive and that I need to get tougher skin. And Lisa, and also Mark, and another friend named Bill Woodward, was mentioning that, you know, sometimes that sensitivity can be a curse, and it could be like a burden and a blessing at the same time, because being so sensitive, if you're not protecting yourself enough and grounded, other people's stuff can get attached to you if you don't know the precautions to take. And but at the same time, it can be a gift, because the empathy can be a really useful thing to help people, being able to feel and know and sense what others are feeling. And I've just, it's just been a journey to balance that and kind of learn how to use it to my benefit and just try to maybe help others. And that's why, you know, partly why I do this show is, you know, if that burden be a blessing, it would be that I'm very sensitive, so I'm able to feel what others are feeling. So if I'm able to help others, then that makes me happy, and it's not just a curse. And it was just a lot of releasing, and I was surprised that, you know, my logical mind wants to say, well, duh, you felt stuff. It's obvious it's a therapy room, but it still doesn't, you know, negate the fact that I felt what I felt, and it was true. There was a lot of releasing, and why not, you know, why didn't I feel that like a week ago or 2 weeks before? Why didn't I feel sick? So to me, it was a confirmation and affirmation that I was really feeling what I was feeling, and I'm not crazy, I'm just very sensitive. And for anybody listening out there that feels the same way, I could tell you there's others that are in the same boat. And normally, I think if you're even tuning into this show, you already have that ability and or at least aware of your sensitivity, because that's, you know, that ties into spirituality, I would say. And to be honest, you know, and I'm just trying to be real and raw, and I know it's not always pretty, but I just want to share the truth of how I'm feeling, and that is that I've been very depressed, very suicidal, and what I've come to realize is that I've created all of that. And yes, environmental things have to do with it, chemicals have to do with it, but on a deeper level, I really do feel I created it from the get-go. And it really started with my habitual thoughts, the synapses, because when you think something over and over and over again, your brain actually gets rewired in that way. So for me, I was thinking a lot of negative self-sabotaging thoughts, and it really created part of my reality of what I experienced, because obviously it's what you choose to focus on and what you choose to empower. And that's what I happen to be choosing and focusing on. And unfortunately, I'm in the process of undoing all that, but I guess it could be a blessing, because God forbid anybody else feels the way I'm feeling. I can do my best to try to help you with what I've learned and what I've gone through. You know, it's a dark, dark, dark place to be in. But that's why I feel these cards, the crystals, my crystal singing bowl, anything like that, and even, you know, how Mark had mentioned his fire ritual to release what needs to be released. And I don't think those things are evil. I just think it's the intention you set. And as long as you never forget God, that connection is always there for all of us, and we all have the ability at any time to tap in and connect to that. And for me, the crystals and the cards are just a tool that help me initiate that communication. And I always think, you know, it's your intention with what you do. And my intention is just to receive the highest guidance available, which whatever God's will be, and just whatever I need to hear or what I need to know. And for me, the angels are archetypes, a part of our own consciousness. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Carl Jung. He was a psychologist that mentioned these archetypes of our collective consciousness and also our personal consciousness. That, you know, and for me, the angels are just our best and highest qualities of our own human self. So, you know, we're here to be human. And, you know, some of us are very sensitive, so maybe, I don't know if you guys feel it, but I want to go home. I've always felt and said that I wish I can go home already. Like, because the more you examine reality, it's just so absurd. I'm not sure if anyone feels like that. I know I've come across people on the internet that feel like that. No one in my personal life, really. They're just kind of going about and living their own lives and busy with what they choose to focus on. But for me, it's always been, in some ways, unfortunately, focused on philosophy and psychology and culture and history and religion and spirituality. So everyone's kind of doing their own thing. But for me, I've always just had those really existential questions. To me, life seems so absurd sometimes. It seems very absurd and mundane. And for me, and I'm sure others on a path, question at some point, is there something more? Is there something more than just getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth and sweeping the floor and mopping and doing the dishes and going to work 9 to 5 or 8 to 5 and coming back home and doing it all over again? And I think other beings feel the same way, but is there something more than just what we feel and see with our 5 senses? Is there something more than just the mundane reality that we're all a part of every day? And my hiatus, or the time that I took off from doing the show, I was contemplating all of this. I was going through all of this and wondering about death. And I know in my description, Mark had helped me put on the description on his Spiritual Connections website. In my description, it mentions like what I'd be talking about, and it said life and death. And that's why I bring it up now, because I really think, you know, my friend's dad had mentioned, why do people separate life and death? Because it's like two sides of the same coin. You can't separate that, just like the sun and the moon, or male and female. They need each other. And life and death aren't really separate. They're really one thing. So I've been just very contemplative. I've been doing a lot of research, reading a lot of books, even meditating in my own place to try to find these answers. And I'm gonna, you know, the only thing I found out is that I don't know anything, and I don't think anybody else really knows anything. Nobody knows where we go when we die, where we came from before we were born, and nobody really knows these answers to these questions. And sometimes, you know, I think it's supposed to be a mystery. And my friend was mentioning, well, do you really want to know when you're going to die? Because then you'll live your whole life waiting for that day, because you're aware, oh, hey, I'm going to die on April 15th. You know, you're kind of just waiting for that to happen. And, you know, sometimes maybe there is things we're not meant to know. But my soul, or whatever you call that, my essence, has been in a lot of agony and anguish lately, just because I want to know those answers, but I've come to find out that nobody knows. Everyone has theories, and everyone has ideas and philosophies and as to what happens, but nobody really knows. And I study a lot of near-death experiences, and it's the same thing. They never actually got all the way there, because there's like this threshold that people meet if they do have an NDE, a near-death experience. They're either given the choice or forced back here on Earth. And that's what I wonder, is free will even a reality? You know, it makes you question these things. And that's what I've come to notice, is that nobody knows, but the near-death experiencers that experience passing away and leaving their body usually get to this threshold, and they're asked if they want to stay on Earth sometimes or if they want to go. And that's what I think is so hard about it, because, you know, I guess I'd refer to them as militant atheists, want that physical proof. It's like, well, if God is so powerful, why doesn't he just then give us proof as to whether there's life after death or even that he exists? And I don't know. And, you know, to be honest, even my experience in therapy that I shared, that I felt, I know those feelings were real. And, you know, other people can dismiss them, but I know what I felt. And to be honest, those didn't give me answers to whether or not there's a God or an afterlife, but I know what I felt was real for me. And that's just what I've come to find out, is whether or not there is a God or an afterlife or any of these things. I just think it's what's true for you. And it's not necessarily like proof, but it's true for everybody. What you believe in is what's true for you. And to be honest, I've been looking into it a lot, and even my grandpa had passed last February. I wonder where he went, and anybody that has lost a loved one, I'm sure has questioned this, is where did they go if they're not that body, whatever animated them and their personality and their heartbeat and everything that made them them, where did that go? And my boyfriend and my neighbor are both atheists, but my best friend, Michaela, is more open to spirituality and of the like, and she feels that it's not that you die, but that your energy, not that you die with the body, but that your energy just gets transferred. So I've been just trying to think about it and think about it, and it reminds me of electricity. And I think I mentioned this on the show before, but if you have like a telephone pole, or even just electricity, you need it to be grounded. And in the sense, in a metaphorical sense or literal, that our bodies are the grounding. And just because there's no outlet or light bulb to circulate that energy doesn't mean it doesn't exist. So, for instance, you have a light bulb and you can turn it on and off, which is basically essentially what the universe is doing, because I've been looking a lot into quantum physics and physics, that the universe is basically fluctuating in and out of existence. It has like this pattern that it just turns on and off and on and off and on and off. So I was thinking, like, when we pass away, perhaps maybe that's what it is. It's not that the electricity doesn't exist. It's just that it's not grounded into something physical like a light bulb that can actually run and circulate that energy. But just because the light bulb breaks or dies doesn't mean the source of energy is gone forever. And I think it's interesting, you know, a lot of atheists subscribe to scientific means to explain the world, and which is fine. But, you know, how can they claim there's no spirit or things like that when physics itself has a law and energy can't be created or destroyed? Which gets kind of confusing, because in a theistic or a theological view that there is a creator kind of throws off that whole science or physics law that they have or statement. And what I'm finding is that science doesn't know everything, but they claim to. And what I've come to discover on my hiatus of being off the show and all this research is that I believe, or what I can see, is that scientists and theists, or people that believe in something more than just the material and physical world, they're really talking about the same things. Like, for instance, in the medical field, they call a miracle of spontaneous remission, because we don't have any other way to explain it. So, but in a metaphysical sense, we would call that a miracle. But in the medical field, they call it spontaneous remission. And I just wanted to mention this cute little tiny story about this lady that had a near-death experience, and she had met Source, and she asked Source, or God, what's the true religion? What's the right religion? And all of a sudden she said that her awareness or consciousness was transferred or went into the way God saw. So she was seeing through God's eyes in her NDE. And she said that she saw herself, and what it felt like was like when a little kid comes up and asks a question. And she related it, or it was like telepathy. I heard a lot about that in near-death experience. They experienced a lot of telepathy. But she got instantly communicated that it was like as if a little kid walked up to God and asked, what kind of cheese is the moon made out of? And she said it's not that, you know, Source put her down or anything. It was just that innocent of like a little kid coming up and asking what type of cheese is the moon made out of. And then at that point she realized it's not even about cheese or it's not even about religion, because it's just a flavor of perception. And she said when she looked at Source, or I think she said she might have thought it was Jesus, or and God was there too. But when he had looked at her, he bowed his head and smiled as to say, it's okay, you know, like just very comforting. And that's what she came back with from that experience, is that it's not even about what we believe. It's just a flavor of perception. And that's kind of what I've come to see, is that it's really just our perceptions. And nobody's, who can say who is right or wrong? Like, atheists think they have all the answers, and theists even think they know and have all the answers. But to be honest, nobody really knows, and it's just a flavor of experience. And the only thing I've learned on my hiatus is that I don't know if we go on after death. Nobody knows, because as far as we know, we die. And that's the end of it. As far as we know, that's what happens. We all will die one day, and we all get everything taken away from us at some point. You know, I kind of feel like that statement is a little, like in Buddhist creed, they talk about attachment. But I'm human, and I can't help but to admit the fact that hurts the heck out of me. It hurts me that everything I love will be taken away. And that's as far as we know, that our bodies die, and that's the end of it. Unless there's some miraculous resurrection, that we come back. And some people do. I would consider that resurrection. If your heart and your brain stop, and these people that experience NDEs happen to come back when they probably shouldn't have, that in itself could be evidence for resurrection to me. But what I've really found out is that I don't know anything, that what you believe is true for you, and to do the best with what you have and what you can. Because I was even listening to an atheist podcast, and there is this former minister, his name was Ryan Bell. The majority of his adult life and his whole life studying theology, and became a minister. And one point he was questioning his faith. So he wrote a book and even, you know, documented his experience over a year. So the book's called A Year Without God. And because I've just been really questioning my faith, I would say, you know, when I had taken a break from the show, my faith was getting really rocked, because I wasn't really sure as to what's true. And just kind of lost my bearings and my foundation as to my faith or what to believe in. And I've asked atheist friends, like, what do you believe in? They say, well, I believe in myself, or I believe in today. And what the atheist, the former minister, he found that atheism was more true for him than his religion. Because he was saying, and I hear this a lot, and I've experienced this myself, that I want to believe what's true and not what I want to see. I want to believe there's an afterlife. I want to believe there's God. I want to believe in a higher power. But at the same time, I don't want to just make stuff up and, you know, see what I want to see instead of what's actually there. And what was astounding to me is that this man still, you know, he worked with homeless people after this. He became an atheist and left the ministry and started to work with homeless people. And what he does is it's kind of like here in New Mexico and Albuquerque, we have like Joy Junction, which helps homeless people, you know, get a meal and a hot bath or shower or food and clothes, whatever they need, and a warm place to sleep. And I just thought it was so beautiful.
Angelina.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I have a caller for you, and then I'd like you to do a spread for everybody before we shut down the show. So, you ready?
Yeah.
Sorry to shut you off in the middle of your story. Here is Candace. Candace, you're on with Angelina.
Hi, how are you? I wasn't
okay.
Sure if you were doing readings or not. Are you doing readings?
Yes.
Well, I would love to ask a question. I have this friend that we've been talking since October of last year. And there's a connection there. It's a strong, strong connection. And, I would love to see if you see something more with this friendship, because there's definitely a connection there, but we'll have to see if you see something more with that.
Oh, great. Mark, actually, can you take this one since you have the romantic cards?
Sure. Hold on for one second. Let me just get the deck. Hold on. While I'm pulling those, why don't you go ahead and do the spread for, you know, pull three cards for everybody for the month of April.
Sure. Thank you. Sorry about that. I just figured since your question is so specific, he'd be able to help you better with that deck. And if I'm right, that was a romance-related question, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah, I need to get that romance deck. Okay, we're just gonna pull some for this month.
Okay, are you pulling cards, Angelina?
Yes, I am. And after her reading, I'll just see the cards.
All right, you want me to go ahead and verse now?
Great, yeah, that's fine. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Yeah. All right, Candace, just say your first name for me, please.
Candace.
Okay, and go ahead and tell me what you were feeling, just so I can feel into it for a minute.
Well, I would love to, how I'm feeling. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling really, really good.
No, I'm sorry. What was your question?
Well, there's somebody that, that we're talking. There's definitely a connection there. And, we've been talking since October, and there's definitely a connection there. A strong, strong connection. And I would love to see if you see something there.
Okay, great. Okay, for tonight, Candace, I'm using Doreen Virtue's The Romance Angels Oracle cards. I'm going to go ahead and pull three cards. Do you have a first name?
Yes, I do. His name is Mac, M-A-C-K.
Mac, okay. Let's go ahead and take a look and see what the romance angels have to say about the possibility of a relationship between you and Mac. Okay. So the three cards I got on this was romantic feelings, express your love, and financing career. So the first card that came up from the angels, I love this deck because I have probably about 16 decks that I use, and this deck is probably one of the most powerful ones I work with when it comes to romance and the angels. It says, for the first card, your feelings are real and worth exploring. So there is a very big connection between the two of you. See where this is going. The next card says, express your love. It says, go ahead and make the romantic gesture. It seems like as much as, you know, us guys, we got our egos and, you know, we got our energy and, you know, we're worried about kind of stepping forward and sometimes, you know, if we don't feel that we're 100%, we're a little bit concerned about stepping forward because we're worried about failure. So I think there's part of what this guy is doing where he's kind of hesitating a little bit because he's not quite sure what the potential is with you. And I think if you haven't been clear about it already, I think if you, you know, met him for coffee or drinks or whatever and sat down with him and said, you know, hey, you know, I just want to let you know that I'm interested in you and I'd be, you know, wondering, you know, what the possibilities would be. Just kind of being really straight up about it and, you know, kind of putting out that first energy. And then the next card that came up was called Finances and Career. It says financial issues are a factor in your love life right now. I don't get the sense that that's actually you. I have a feeling that's actually more on the side of this person you're interested in. Does that feel right to you?
Mm-hmm.
And that might actually be a little bit of his hesitation. I know for most of us guys, we like to make sure we have all our ducks in a row. We want to make sure that we're solid, you know, that we can afford to take you out to dinner and do certain things. And if our finances are in the middle of a career transition, we can be a little bit shaky on our feet. So it's funny, you know, our confidence and our ability to show up sometimes is tied to our career and our financial stability. So, you know, him kind of stepping up, or maybe his hesitation is, you know, he's kind of like, you know, well, I don't want to do this, or I don't want to put myself out there until I know that I can kind of, you know, bankroll this whole thing and, you know, that kind of stuff. And, you know, there might be some lessons in that for him to learn that, you know, it's okay for the two of you to go Dutch. It might be okay for you to buy dinner every once in a while, you know, just to kind of show him that it can be a partnership instead of a codependent relationship. So, yeah, I was definitely getting that with him that, you know, and I know from my own experience where I've come from a lot of relationships, there's times when I've not dated when there was a lot of good potential just because I was either out of work for a little bit or I was working again and my finances were just making the bills. And, you know, I didn't want to show up and say, well, you know, I can't really afford to take you out to dinner or go to the club or, you know, or something like that, or I get a nickel and dime, you know, the dinner or something like that. So it's interesting for some men, not all, our confidence and our ability to show up and be powerful when we show up in a relationship can actually be tied to our finances and where we are as far as on our feet. So I think if you can be sensitive to that, and then kind of put that initial energy out there that there is an interest that, you know, that you would like to see some type of potential. I think there is definitely a good foundation there for the two of you to develop a really nice relationship.
Okay.
And that's what I got for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Candace. You have a great night, okay? All right, Angelina. Why don't you go ahead and do the spread for the month of April for everybody?
Great. Okay, so the first card I got was change. It says the changes that you're going through are positive. The second card I got is it's okay to be different. You don't need to be like everyone else. You're perfect just as you are. The third card I got for April is thankful. Think about the people and things you feel grateful for. The last card I got was let go of stress. Don't take on other people's stress. Breathe it out now. So the energy and guidance from Source or God and angels for the month of April, to me, is the changes, but it's okay in the end. Everything's changing and working out for the better and the best for all of us. Even though changes can be scary and different and new, and people around you may see you change and act differently, but just trust and know that changes are for the better and that they will be positive. It's okay to be different, even though, you know, everyone has their own obstacles and we're all feeling the same things, just in different bodies and different people. We're all going through the same things, and that it's okay to be different. And even in some senses, it's good because it's the spice of life, right? To be unique, and we're all different in our own ways. But you don't need to be like somebody else. You don't need to compare yourself because they're not you. They may be going through something else, but they're not who you are in your own unique soul. So it's okay to be different. You're just perfect the way you are. The next card is thankful. Think about the people and things you feel grateful for. And I know that even when times are hard, it's good to focus on what you're grateful for because it brings more like it. And when instead of focusing on lack and what we don't have and where we want to be, we should focus on the moment in our presence now and what we do have, because we won't have everything we see forever, and the people and pets and animals and anything else that you're grateful for, you won't have it forever, so it makes it more precious in that way that you're grateful for it being a part of your life. And just think about the people and things you feel grateful for. It'll bring more things like it, and when you can appreciate what you already have and really love it fearlessly and be grateful. The last card is let go of stress, and that's don't take on other people's stress, and breathe it out now. So a lot of times, even when you go to work or you're talking to friends and family, probably even on the show tonight, you know, we share our human feelings, which are stress. And stress is usually this pent-up energy that we're taking on too much at once, or it's just too much. So even breathing it out, and we didn't get to meditate this show, but once you get a time and a quiet place for yourself, just meditate and focus on your breath. Watch your breath move in and out, and release and let it go. And don't hold on to it, because it only creates toxicity in your own self. So just to let go of stress and not hold on to it. Breathe it out now. Don't take on other people's stuff, because that's their stuff and you have your own stuff. So we all have enough stuff. But to let go of stress, even take a walk. The most important time is that, one of the most important times is right before you go to bed, because it programs your mind, your subconscious. That's where you're going when you go to sleep, part of it. And it's really important to, I would say, pray or meditate right before you get. The last thought that you have really sets up your dreams sometimes. So make sure, you know, just make sure you're praying about what's important for you, to what you want to focus on and what you're grateful for. You know, take salt baths if you're able, and take walks So change, it's okay to be different, thankful, and let go of stress.
Angelina, we have one more call. You want to sneak her in before we close down the show?
Sure, we could do that.
Barbara, you're on with Angelina.
Hi, Angelina. Thank you for taking my call. I just wondered if you have any wisdom for me.
Sure. Oh, thanks, Barbara. Your energy is so loving. Thank you. Let me ask you. Do you want messages from your angels, power animal cards, archangels, or the unicorns?
Archangels.
Archangels. Great. And just the highest guidance you're asking for.
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. You're very sweet. You're very loving.
Thank you. Thank you. So are you.
Kindness. I can feel your kindness from all the way over here. Thank you. Okay. Give me a minute. Let me put it on mute so I'm not, you can't hear me shuffling. Oh, these are off. Great. Okay, so the first cards that came up for you, Barbara, is you know what to do. It says, Archangel Uriel, trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. The second card is nurture. It's Archangel Gabriel. As you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. The third card is clairvoyance, Archangel Raziel. I'm helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you can clearly see heavenly love. And what I feel from these cards is exactly what you're calling in for is the highest guidance. And although, you know, I appreciate it when people call for guidance and I'm happy to help, the truth is that we all know what's true for us. So you know exactly what you need to do. You know what is your truth. And it's just the guidance is to trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. So in your heart of hearts, you know what is right. And trust that. Trust it deeply and act upon it. The second one, I'm getting guidance to nurture yourself. Have you taken time to massage your feet or take a bath, eat good foods or take walks. The guidance is just to nurture yourself as much as possible, just as you would a child. If you need some sleep, get some sleep. The other stuff you can put off and it can wait until you take care of yourself. So the guidance is just to nurture yourself, eat good foods, get some sleep, get some rest, take a bath. Do anything you need to nurture yourself as you would a child. And that's very important. Take care of yourself. And the third card is clairvoyance. And I love Archangel Raziel because he's he's associated with the mysteries of the universe. And he's saying, I am helping your spiritual sight to awaken fully so you clearly see heavenly love. And I think with this third card, sometimes when we're closed off in some ways because of hurt or, you know, our own grappling or, you know, stubbornness with our own perception, sometimes we're closed off to see that love, although it's readily available at all times. So this one's just kind of saying, open your heart and Raziel will be here for you to help you open your spiritual sight to fully awaken and see heavenly love. And that's not to say that you haven't, but sometimes, you know, we get closed off to it, and we might miss those opportunities or miss those things that are heaven sent just because we were hurt or otherwise. And he's really cool because he works with, he also works with sacred geometry and patterns. So if you're getting messages, trust them. And
okay.
Sometimes for people, and even with in my own experience, if you get like a message that comes three times in a row, like if someone's answering your question because you overheard a conversation or you see something on TV or you hear a song on the radio or you see something in nature, those are answers to your prayers. And it's just saying to be open to it and that everyone has that golden light or that pureness of presence in their heart, and it's available to everyone, and it's in all of us. So that's the guidance that I'm getting for you.
Thank you very much. That was very uplifting. Thank you.
And right on
with the trust and the heavenly love and whatnot. That's really very very comforting. Thank you so much. You have a nice
evening.
Thank you,
Barbara. You too. I appreciate it. Much love.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Great.
Very cool. So thank you for a great show, Angelina. And we will catch you in May. And
great.
Say goodnight, everybody. And you've been listening to the Angelina Grace Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Good night, everybody.